So I want to go through also the specifics in terms of these various subsets, in terms of at least what the investigators are doing right now, beginning with the majority of the patients who do not have a targetable mutation, so the so-called wild type. And there, what we saw was a couple of interesting things, and I'm curious what your thoughts are about it. The first is in terms of squamous, it's kind of straightforward, really based on TPS status. If it's over 50%, they're going to give a checkpoint inhibitor, pembrolizumab. If it's not, they're going to give chemotherapy. Any comments about that? And also the issue of genomic testing in patients that you feel pretty comfortable, you have adequate tissue, they're squamous, pure squamous, maybe they're a smoker. For a doc in practice, is there really any mutation testing, you know, if a patient's not going to go in the trial, that would be considered standard in a patient with squamous?
I think it might push the definition of standard, but I think it's a very reasonable choice to test all patients who have any histology of lung cancer, to test all patients with a mutation platform that identifies all of the mutations of interest. And I think this is based on really the fact that almost all patients with metastatic disease are diagnosed based on a biopsy. And the biopsy is really, while it may be representative, we don't know. So perhaps the exception would be a patient who was biopsied or diagnosed based upon a large resection, and then this was a recurrent disease site. And in that large resection specimen, there was no evidence of adenocarcinoma. It was a complete squamous cell carcinoma. That patient, the rare patient like that, I probably wouldn't do mutation testing. But for every other patient with squamous cell carcinoma, I would do mutation testing. Now, of course, I acknowledge that the identification of mutations is going to be relatively uncommon for these patients. And so I wouldn't push to hold up first-line therapy for these patients, but I would want to know this information when it came time for second-line therapy.